Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes announced their breakup. Adele is going country, and rapper Young Dolph is tragically shot and killed. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, November 18th. First up, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes have officially called it quits. All along I've been coming forever, and I hope it meant something to you. After 2+ years of dating, the Señorita collaborators announced their breakup on Wednesday, November 17th, sharing a matching statement on their respective Instagram stories, which read, "Hey guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever." They continued, "We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends. We so appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward." Although they didn't start dating until July 2019, the pair met in 2014 when Mendes and Cabello's then group Fifth Harmony both opened for Austin Mahone on tour. Then in November 2015, they released I Know What You Did Last Summer. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been. Which hit the top 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. In 2017, the duo sparked Sean Miller dating rumors when they uploaded a cover of Ed Sheeran's Kiss Me.
Kiss me like you wanna be loved.
And while they swore up and down they were just friends at the time, the pair's next steamy duet in 2019, Señorita, told a different story. But friends don't know the way you taste, la la la. The hit song would go all the way to number one on the Hot 100. It also won an American Music Award for Collaboration of the Year and received a Grammy nomination for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. The first public confirmation of their romantic relationship came after the song's release in July 2019, when they were spotted walking and holding hands in West Hollywood. Shawn and Camila confirmed they were indeed a couple in September that year, when they shared a purposely awkward kiss on social media. Cabello is currently finishing up her third studio album, Familia, which includes the lead single Don't Go Yet. Shawn will kick off his Wonder the World tour in March, and most recently released Summer of Love with Puerto Rican producer Tiny in August. Next up, Adele is officially going country. This week, her new Easy on Me collaboration featuring Chris Stapleton will land at country radio first thing Friday. Don't we- This week, her new Easy on Me collaboration featuring Chris Stapleton will land at country radio first thing Friday. The Stapleton rendition is on the deluxe version of Adele's album 30, also out on Friday. This song will get a boost via iHeartMedia through featured airplay every hour Friday on all iHeart Country radio stations, according to Rod Phillips, Executive Vice President of Programming for iHeart Country. While Adele's music has landed on Billboard charts in genres including pop, alternative, R&B, hip-hop, dance, Latin, and smooth jazz, this could mark the first time Adele's music would appear on Billboard's country rankings. But Adele isn't a complete stranger to country music or to Stapleton. As a bonus track from her album 21, Adele covered If It Hadn't Been for Love, a track co-written and originally performed by Stapleton when he served as lead singer-writer for the Steel Drivers. And in 2010, Adele also appeared on CMT's Artist of the Year special to serenade trio Lady A with a rendition of their smash hit Need You to Know alongside Darius Rucker. And finally, in some devastating news, rapper Young Dolph was killed in a shooting outside a store in Memphis, a source tells Billboard, and the music community is mourning the loss. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
The hip-hop community is remembering Young Dolph. The 36-year-old major rapper was reportedly shot in his hometown of Memphis on November 17th, with police pronouncing him dead on the scene. Of the two Billboard Hot 100 entries to his name, Young Dolph shared one with Gucci Mane, 2017's Stunting Ain't Nothing.
Nah, that ain't nothing to me.
Nah.
Boy, I get money in my sleep.
Gucci took to Twitter to mourn the loss of his collaborator, writing, "Rest in peace to my friend Dolph. This broke my heart." Megan Thee Stallion was featured on Dolph's hit R&B last year.
I went all the way through hell and back to get to this.
She tweeted, "I am so sick right now. I am in disbelief. Praying for his family and friends," before sharing a photo on Instagram, writing, "Everybody that know me knows I play this man music every day. He was so genuine, so real, so kind to me and T. Ferris always. Rest in peace to a real legend." Dolph also frequently collaborated with Migos on tracks like Drop It Off.
It ain't about big money, then I ain't who you looking for.
Both Quavo and Offset sent their condolences on Twitter, writing, "Damn, this one hurt. And RIP, Dolph, a prayer for your kids and family. Shaking my head." Meanwhile, on his IG story, Drake uploaded a black and white photo to commemorate Dolph's legacy in the rap game.
All right, that's all for today. But for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.